Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sports Base Way. Radio has never been better.
Welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good, and you?
Now, he was actually holding, I don't know why. But anyway, today's topic, it's simple. It's called This. This is it. It's here. So, we're going to speak about the fights that are happening this month. So, this month is really, really big. Plus, we're going to go into football at the end because there's some interesting stuff that's happening in the football area that caught our attention. So, at first, we're going to speak about McGregor versus Pereira that's happening this week. I'm very, very excited for that fight because the reason why I'm excited is because that they both.
I think you're going into detail now.
I'm just stating this, right? Stating.
Why are you giving the juicy parts now?
Let me not give the juicy parts. It's fine. I'll leave it.
In our next topics.
The next topic is the Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury 2 that's happening this one month as well. As well.
No, 3.
Is it number 3? Hey? Sorry, I'm still stuck on 2. Sorry, man.
Am I right?
No, it's number 3. It's actually number 3
because I was also like,
one,
am I right?
First one was a draw. Yeah. So
and then the second one he got beaten, and the third one is to see if he can get beaten again.
So whoever wins this fight will have to face Anthony Joshua, unfortunately. And the fight that most people won't pay it. I wouldn't say they won't pay attention to is Tyron Woodley versus Jake Paul. Yeah. So there's interesting topics including the Jake Paul and the Tyron Woodley because Tyron Woodley is getting trained by Mayweather, by the way.
Yeah.
He's getting trained by Mayweather.
Hey, bro, we're in lockdown again.
We're in lockdown again. But obviously in America they're getting to that point where they're putting fans again in stadiums again. In American football, NFL, they're putting fans again. I think since last year they've been putting fans, but they're putting more fans this year. You get what I'm saying? So, sounds like America's okay because the vaccination process is going very,
look,
very well.
Look, I think, okay, what do you think now, you? Yeah. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Because, you know, before we get into our topic, right?
No problem.
This question quick.
Yeah.
So, they're locking us down now.
Okay.
But, like, what the hell, man? Last time they locked us down, like, the country.
Yeah, the country actually went down.
People couldn't make. People became.
Yeah, and they are furious.
Homeless. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what I think about this, and so, first of all, they shouldn't have locked us down because they.
Because people can be right. People can be responsible. They can have masks. They can keep sanitized.
They can keep
lockdown sanitized. Doesn't help. Some people actually get the virus while at home while lockdown.
Now that is very very true. I'm glad that you mentioned that. What do I think about this lockdown? I really think they shouldn't have locked us down because people are sick.
Damn,
people are sick already.
Yeah.
They locked themselves down. You get what I'm saying? And the thing is, man, it's if you lock us down again, like going to level, there's levels, obviously, level 1, level 2, level 3, and level 4. We're in level 4 now. Restaurants are closed and people are complaining. Alcohol is closed and people are complaining. And just to state that South Africa likes alcohol. So I'm just stating that. But anyway, they should have locked us up because businesses and the economy will go down the drain.
It is already.
It is going down the
drain.
But
some people, as far as I've heard, some people are refusing now to lock down because they're like. They're thinking our government is actually unstable because
exactly
they keep playing these mind games with people, which actually makes people lose their businesses.
Exactly. And with stadiums as well, like I mentioned, America is putting fans in stadiums, and us now we are still without fans. It's crazy. And we're in the winter season now, so it's understandable that there's there's like COVID cases and all that stuff. But you'll see, you'll see in the summer. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to predict what's going to happen. But well, we just see in the summer. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to speak about the Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury and Pereira versus McGregor. We're going to give input about that. Radio has never been better.
I'll give you a reason to laugh. Let me give you a reason to laugh. Because this week I'm doing the deep joke segment. Yay! Okay, this is my deep joke. Are you ready?
Okay, sense of humor, turn on.
Okay, I'll never forget my granddad's last words to me just before he died. They were, "Are you still holding the ladder?" This laugh double laugh. You tried to hold it in.
Welcome back to the Sporting Miss Way Radio. Has never been better. So let's talk about the Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier.
I think let's talk about the ones that are not juicy first.
Also, the ones that are not juicy. Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's not say it is juicy, but
it's not just that a lot of people are not giving attention to it. So let's talk about Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul.
Well, we know. Don't get us wrong. We know Jake Paul is recognized and Tyron Woodley, but what we're saying is that that's not a fight that would make the newspapers or
So look, despite the fact that Jake Paul has beaten Deji Oluduchi, which is a younger brother of KSI, it never got so much attention that KSI did when his fight was big, you know. And I've never seen Jake Paul fight. I'm just being honest with you. I've seen Logan. Logan.
Well, I have seen him, and I don't know. I don't know. He's a normal fighter.
He's a normal fighter, but he's not
skillful. Or I don't know. I've seen he's a normal like every other.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, he still has a long way to go because he's young.
Yep, definitely. Yeah,
I'll say this again. Why he shouldn't have called out the legends? Because please don't get so arrogant. If Tag had to do that, to call out the legend boxer, I would say, okay, this guy is already in his prime. Mm-hmm. But Jake Paul only has like 3 or 4 fights. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning Tank right now, because he had a fight now. I think he's the new WBC champion right now.
Guys,
so Tank is doing the most.
Tank is a rising boxer star champion of the world.
Because I remember we mentioned, you like, Marcus, do you know this guy named Tank? I'm like, who is this guy? He says, we have to look out for this guy because we see something in this guy. And look at him today. I think he has 3 titles now.
He's very young, fast.
He's very young, fast. And he's under Mayweather. Scared. And look, congratulations to Gervonta Davis, a.k.a.
For me, the way he fights, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, he's a bit better, but he fights like, I don't know if you remember Mike Tyson, man.
Yes,
bro, like your 2010, 2011, Mike Tyson was crazy.
Yeah, he was a crazy
dominant
guy.
That's how Mike Tyson, that obviously he was probably older then.
Look
at his fighting style and Gervonta, you see that.
Yeah, it's actually the same. Because you know Mike Tyson, he likes to go for his opponents. Mm. You see. So look, congratulations to Gervonta Davis. Tyron Woodley is getting trained by Mayweather himself.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's better news. He knows how to fight, but now it's a different fighting style.
Yeah, it's a different fighting style.
So he might need the help.
He might need the help.
That's the same guy who beat a UFC fighter, Conor McGregor.
Exactly. So he's getting trained by one of the best. He's one of the legends. So I expect a lot from Tyron Woodley. If he loses this fight, I don't know, because
Jake is not also that.
He's not that big.
That experienced in when it comes to fighting.
You get what I'm saying?
Good when it comes to social media.
Yes, you're 10 out of 10. Yes, 10 out of 10.
But we're talking now man versus man fighting.
I'm like, oh no.
Because we don't know.
Because Tyron Woodley despite that he hasn't boxed, but he has been fighting for years now. He's the longest reigning middleweight champion before Kamaru Usman.
And he's fast as far as I'm concerned.
He's fast.
He's just going to have to adjust not to use his feet or knees.
To adjust right now.
Yeah,
just
like Conor to use his punches.
But I'm just saying, I hope he's not like Conor McGregor, because with the first round, second round, he was catching Mayweather. Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember the fight with Conor McGregor. And Mayweather.
Oh, yes.
He was catching it, but he was not hitting. He was not, there was no impact.
Yeah.
I was like, but McGregor, like, he couldn't adapt in. The seventh round, luckily lost into the seventh round, which was good, because I remember the UFC has five rounds if it's a championship match.
Yep.
So I'm glad he's lost into the seventh round. But he was a bit cocky and said, I'm going to beat him. I'm like, whoa, McGregor, relax. You get what I'm saying? And I think that's how Jake Paul is with Tyron Woodley. He doesn't understand what Tyron Woodley has been through. Even despite that Tyron Woodley was losing in the UFC, I'm sorry to mention that, but let's not forget he was one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best UFC.
Yes.
I mean, he was number four in the top rank.
Five loss in a row.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think people forget that. I mean, that's bad. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's bad to lose like five matches in a row.
I mean, last year already, I think, was it before lockdown that he started
before
losing?
Before lockdown.
We even saw like, okay, the first loss was like, okay, he's going to give up.
He only lost one match, but before, two.
I think it was two. More than two, eh?
No, it was two.
Was it two fights?
2020, there wasn't much fights when the COVID really broke out.
Okay,
It was still for...
Oh, okay. So he lost his
reputation. There wasn't fights then because people were still dealing with this new COVID.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I remember before COVID. Sports was really, like, banned.
Yeah, nah, okay. Let's chat more about the second fight that's happening, which is Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury.
We've been
talking about it. We talked about it last week, but we said we gave it to Wilder. The reason being is that he's been out for a very long time, and I think the first 2 months he never took it out very well. He didn't take a loss very, very well. He's been gone. And we were busy asking, where's Deontay Wilder? He's not engaging anymore on Twitter. He's not calling people out. Then he called Tyson Fury again, and he won the case, apparently. Now, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, number three.
Yeah.
First one was a draw. Second was Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
If any of them win this fight, Anthony Joshua has the attention now.
Mm-hmm.
But many people are saying both of them can beat Anthony, period. I'm just saying that. Reason why, there's a problem with Anthony Joshua. You have seen it yourself, like on social media, like, wait, Joshua, wait, no.
I don't think Anthony, honestly, besides what's happening, obviously, that is life, you know.
Yeah,
but
so
I don't think that guy is in a fighting mode.
Do you really think he's relaxed?
Well, you know, as fighters, you can relax but still work at the same time.
Exactly! Yeah.
I don't know, against my opinion, I don't think that's the case with him.
Oh, but the thing is, look, I think it's that pride of, look, I have almost all the titles in the
heavyweight division. Meantime, the guys who are planning to kill each other, Deontay Wilder and Fury are training.
But crazy. I think Anthony Joshua is not... I think he's aware that... Whoever wins this fight, they're coming for my title.
Yeah.
So you better prepare.
Definitely.
Because if I was Anthony Joshua, I would say, okay, these guys are fighting. And if these guys win, if one of these guys win, they're coming for me. So let me train and see. And actually pay attention to the fight that's happening now. Then I can say, okay, this person fights like this, so I can tackle it like this. That's what I was going to do. But instead, you relax. You're taking a vacation. Yes, you need to take a vacation. Don't get me wrong. But you got to work. You got to put in the work. Otherwise, you could... I'm sorry to say this, man, but there's always someone that's going to be better than you. I'm sorry to say that.
Definitely.
Even in the UFC.
Definitely.
I'm just putting it out there. I know we say Adesanya is the best. Ngannou, Kamaru Usman.
So far we are the best, you know, when it comes to UFC.
We don't know who's better than him, but there is someone out there that's saying, one day I am going to beat Kumaro Usman, Israel Adesanya, and Francis Ngannou. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Speaking about, let's just put the UFC on the side. Speaking about Francis Ngannou, John Jones versus Francis Ngannou might happen end of the year.
Okay.
So they're busy, the Dana White is just busy organizing the fight, and I think this is going to be one of the biggest fights because first...
Yeah. Also, Dana White having a lot of issues with the UFC fighters, you know.
Oh, I mean, is it?
Because apparently they also have, like, they have questions in terms of the contracts, the policy... Because of the money thing, now, yeah, fighters now believe that UFC is the lowest paying sport.
Are you serious? Is it because of the pay?
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, man.
The person who started this was Jake. He was the one who told UFC fight.
I think,
Dana, it's time to start paying your fighters' wages, whatever. And now some fighters are actually taking that to head, you know what I'm saying? And they're starting to question and do stuff.
No, you know, I really think someone should humble Jake in the UFC. Because he's getting too...
Everyone
He's concerned.
Yeah, even... what's his name? Cormier.
Yes, Cormier, yes.
Yeah, the heavyweight champion, yes. Can't wait for Woodley to beat Jake, so everyone's waiting for Jake to be beaten. So don't worry.
Yeah,
a lot of UFC fighters, even the ones who don't...
Even Dana White, I think even Dana White is paying attention, paying attention to Tyron. I think he's saying, Tyron, you gotta win this. Because the whole UFC,
this is UFC.
This is UFC.
Different.
You mustn't let a YouTuber beat a UFC that's the longest reigning middleweight champion. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, welterweight. He's a welterweight champion. But, I mean, if, in your opinion, if Tyron Woodley loses to a YouTuber / boxer, what would you think about Tyron Woodley? Do you think...
I think career is fighting. Yeah. It's done, bro.
He's done. Like, it's... you done. Said it's done. Literally.
Yeah, he should, consider maybe YouTube.
What?
But, yeah, no, honestly, I mean, that's bad. I mean, from... we see if you lose to fighters, because those are fighters, they put in work to...
That'd be like, okay.
That'd be okay. But now you come and use to
a YouTuber.
Someone who's had, like, what? Not three. Even five fights.
Three fights, career. Bro. Three.
Three. Not even five. Never mind, you know?
And when you have more fights.
Person,
and that's crazy.
For me, that's like, it's time to look after the kids. Time to look after the kids.
It's time to look after the kids now and not fight. Now we're going to go to the juicy fight that's happening, which is Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier, number 3. Now, first match, McGregor won. Second match, Poirier won. Now, both of the repetitions are online now, and that's what I like about this fight. You don't know what's going to happen, and that's... and that's what's the interesting part about the fight. You know, if McGregor... you don't know.
One has the skill, one has the hard work and determination.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The one with the hard work and the determination is Poirier.
Because
he's been there in this game longer than McGregor.
Yes.
You know? And then you have McGregor with the skill and the work as well. So
exactly. Dustin Poirier is like Diaz. Diaz can have a lot of blood.
Okay,
he can have a lot of blood in his face.
Look,
he'll...
the difference
fight.
Is Diaz takes it. Diaz is like...
he takes a lot.
I saw someone on Facebook use him as a punching bag.
Oh my God.
They put him there and they said this is Diaz and the opponent was a person hitting the...
I'm sorry to mention Diaz, right? Yeah. Diaz, like, I actually have...
Diaz
respect
is a warrior.
He's the... I actually have respect for Diaz. I mean, you even said it yourself. I'm like, hey man, Diaz, he's been taking a lot from people. No lie. Definitely. And no lie, he can... he has blood in his face. Man, he's ripped to the core. But man, he can go round. He can go to rounds with you. He can even finish with you. He can even finish you off with blood in his face. But back to McGregor and Poirier. Look, I have respect for both of them. McGregor has won titles. And McGregor has won a title. Apparently, he's number 4 in the richest sportsman in the world today. The richest. 4th.
I think one of the reasons for that was his Money fight with Mayweather.
That's where he got. It was very, very big. So he's the richest. He's the fourth richest sportsman in the world, by the way. So a big congrats to McGregor. But his reputation is on the line.
Definitely.
So this week, please look on UFC McGregor versus Pereira number 3. Who are you giving it to?
This is an awesome month.
It's an awesome month, I'm telling you.
There's hot fights.
There's hot fights coming up. Let's kick it in into soccer a little bit, right? So Lionel Messi, he's a free agent because his contract is finished in Barcelona.
Okay.
Now, someone mentioned.
Can I buy him?
Oh my gosh.
I'm opening a new team.
Oh my gosh.
I only have Messi, so can I just buy him?
So are you going to be. Is your team.
Well, if
be
I pay him, he has to win. So that match he wins, I can give him that money.
But the thing is, he's going to be like Ronaldo in Portugal. You see, now. Portugal's not playing, it's Ronaldo, not the whole team.
I think so.
I
have him as my team only.
Oh my word. he's gonna be against like Messi against the whole team or something, but he is a free agent, and someone mentioned that Chiefs wants Kaiser Chiefs from South Africa.
Messi. Wow. First of all, you take the reserved players of Kaiser Chiefs and the current playing and the coaches, and you take everyone that's involved, the staff, you combine their money, they'll still not get to Messi's money. What Messi gets paid.
Exactly. But that's absolutely, yes, it's sad, but it's true. You get what I'm saying? But apparently he's a free agent now, and Pep Guardiola from Man City wants him as well. And
well, last I heard, Pep said he must stay in Barca.
We
don't know. But
we don't know what's happening with him right
his
now.
His contract is open for now. That we know, he can choose anybody.
He can. He's a free. But who is he going to choose, though? Plus, Ronaldo, he's leaving Juventus very, very soon.
Apparently, they don't want him also.
They don't want him. Yeah. So, look, I understand he's 35 years old. But LeBron James is still the
and
best.
And they're spending a lot on that guy, so. So I also not one team.
But there's a rumor. I don't believe that it's true though. But there's a rumor that he might go back to Manchester United. I don't believe that it's true.
I think PSG could be good. I think PSG. Because as far as I heard, also Mbappe didn't renew his contract.
Are you serious?
He, guess what was his dream?
What?
Going to Madrid, bro.
So
we don't know. Obviously we. Having so many players, good players who haven't renewed their contracts.
Yeah.
It's convincing. I don't know. It's good.
So I think he has his eyes on PSG, but we're not confirming that he's going to PSG yet. But he has his eyes there though. Yeah. But obviously Mbappe's dream is to go to Madrid and play number 7. That's what I heard.
Who's wearing number 7 in Madrid? I don't know.
I'm not really sure. Obviously, in the La Liga, I've never
keyed. What's that guy's name that I've been complaining that he hasn't been playing? I even forgot.
It's not Benzema?
No.
It's not Benzema.
He hasn't been playing. We bought him from Chelsea.
You bought him from. No, it's not Bale. It's not. Because I remember we spoke about Bale.
See, I even forgot his name. He's a freaking good player. We bought him from Chelsea and he hasn't been playing.
Oh, yeah. You've been complaining about this place. Is that this player has a lot of potential, but he hasn't been in the field. But he's playing in that position of Ronaldo. But anyway, Mbappe, that's his dream to go to Real Madrid. And that's one of his biggest dreams. And I don't know what's happening with Neymar. As you mentioned, the contracts for PSG hasn't been renewed. So there's a lot of rumors about Messi and Ronaldo. And just to mention, remember when I said the fourth richest person. Sportsman in the world is McGregor is number 4. Number 3 and 2 is Messi and Ronaldo. Number 1 is Mayweather. So I'm just putting it on a side note. And now, number 5 is LeBron James. So I'm just mentioning that. So So anyway, before we close, please look out for the UFC fights that are coming. UFC fights that are coming up. It's going to be very, very exciting, especially the McGregor versus Pereira 3. And who you got? Is it Pereira? Is it McGregor again? So anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram on Active FM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. It's been good. It's been real. From myself and Calvin, we gotta say peace out
and God bless.
This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.